ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। एक्साइटिंग टू हैव द फर्स्ट लेक्चर इन कोरोना पीरियड इन द फिजिकल प्रेजेंस ऑफ डिवोटीज। क्वाइट एक्साइटिंग। आई वॉज एक्साइटेड सिंस यस्टरडे ओनली, so I could not sleep in the night. So very significant similes are there in scriptures about this lockdown situation. Thank you very much. We have Sri Krishna going to Vrindavan to Mathura. We have Lord Ram going from Ayodhya to forest. So many things are there. So it's kind of a lockdown only. People were so much suffering. So in that, when I was reading various similar situations in scriptures, I found Shatrughna's situation was extremely relevant and extremely inspiring example. All of us know that Lord Ram did his duty, followed his father's instruction, he went to forest. Lakshman, due to attachment of Lord Ram, went with him. Sita also went with him. Then Bharat also wanted to go with him, but Krishna, Ram refused. But Bharat chose to live like Lord Ram. But Shatrughna was ordered by Bharat to remain in the kingdom of Ayodhya as a king, live, appear, behave like a king, and keep everybody happy. So the scriptures explain, acharyas explain, that Lord Ram is Maryada Purushottam, but he followed Samanya Dharma, ideal Samanya Dharma, ideal general Dharma, that is, follow father's order, go to forest. Lakshman followed Vishesh Dharma, because he was not ordered to go to forest, but still he went. Sita followed Vishesh Dharma. Bharat followed Visheshtar Dharma, higher than that also, because he went, convinced, tried to convince Lord Ram and Lord Ram, and he had a most intimate war of love, who will win. And finally, Lord Ram, due to his expert loving sentiment and statements, actually, Lord Ram says, actually, Bharat, you have defeated me with your love. So I accept the kingdom because you have so much of love. But now, that kingdom which I accept from you, I order you to rule it till I come back. That is how he handles it. And Bharat understands the highest principle of love. Till now he was thinking that he is so much love for Lord Ram that I have to give this kingdom back to Lord Ram. I have to get him back. I have to reinstate him on the kingdom as a king. But then he understood from Vasishta and Arya Sumanta and Janak Maharaj that the most important part in love is to see what the beloved will like, how the beloved will be pleased. So he thanks in the end Janak Maharaj and Arya Sumanta that you have opened my eyes today to the higher dimension of love. And he goes back. He puts all the paraphernalia of Rajabhishek in the well. This well is still there, called Bharat Koop. And he goes back. Now the further things are in his choice. So he decides to stay out of Ayodhya in Nandigram, in the forest, 10 feet underground. You know why? He said, my Lord is going to stay on the ground. So how can I sleep on the same ground, on the same level? So he made a cave 10 feet underground. He also wore tree bark, and he would soak barley in Gomutra and only eat that, and day and night chant Lord Ram's name. And only he would come out in the morning to worship the Paduka and take instructions. So he is called as Visheshtar Dharma. He has followed Visheshtar Dharma. And what he did, he called Shatrughna and he told that you have to meet me only for a few moments in a day. Few moments in the morning, few moments in the evening. And rest all time you have to spend in Ayodhya. And the Paduka of Lord Ram are the king. Ayodhya Rajya is Ram Rajya. So no one should cry in Ram Rajya. And that is your job, so nobody should cry. I mean, if it is a happy situation, it's not very difficult to make people happy, be happy. But in the situation where Lord Ram has left, and he is not there, everybody is so morose and so down, so much depressed. Order is to keep them happy. So Shatrughna had no choice. Amazingly, you will come to know that Shatrughna never saw Lord Ram in a heartfelt way. Very significant reason is there behind it. Because Lord Ram had a personality of beauty, that whoever would see Lord Ram will steal his heart. Or rather, I can say, the heart will be stolen by Lord Ram. And when you get stolen by at heart by Lord Ram, you become his property. But he thought, I have a better option to serve a Ram Das, a saintly personality who is Ram Das, that is Bharat Maharaj. So I don't want to get too tempted with this divine illusion made by Lord Ram, the divine Maya and divine temptation. So he never saw Lord Ram properly, so that he is fixed on Bharat and he wanted to become Ram Das Das. That is number one. Number two is he had much more misery than anybody else, because he already had lost father. So one misery is there. Ram and Lakshman and Sita Devi went to the forest. Second misery is there. And the third painful misery was, he thought ki Bharat will be there, so I can be with Bharat and console myself, you know, reconcile my emotions. Front of Bharat says that you are supposed to go to Ayodhya. And not only that, only few moments with me. So you can see his agony and pain. It is much more than actually Bharat and Ram also, in one sense, and Ayodhya Vasis also, because he had some difficult job. Ayodhya Vasis could remain crying and whatever, morose or whatever, but he had no choice. So what he would do, he would go in the morning to meet Bharat Maharaj and take instructions for that day. That's all. No heart sharing, no nothing. Bharat immediately will go under the, in the cave, 10 feet under the ground, and he will come back. Then Bharat would dress up, Shatrughna will dress him up. He also was very much inspired and very much decision he had made that I will also keep jata and wear tree bark. But he had to do makeup every day. He had to do oil on the head. He had to do rajavastra. He had to put rajalankar. And against his desire, you can see when you are morose, you don't want to dress yourself properly. You just want to dress up in a very casual or very loose way. But he had to dress up as service very opulently, and then he would go to meet cows. Now see, there's a very significant discussion he would have with cows. He would go and tell cows that the cows have not taken water, anything. So tell the cows that how you are looking so emaciated, not drinking water, not drinking grass, you will die. So you want Lord Ram to come and see you dead or hear that you are dead? Somehow suppose you survive, he will see you so emaciated. You think he'll be pleased to see you emaciated when he comes back? Third thing, he will faint if he sees you after 14 years in an emaciated condition. Then when Lord Ram will come after 14 years, there will be Rajabhishek. And so much milk will be required for Abhishek. And you will be so thin, your udders will be all dried up. There will be no milk in your udders. Then the milk had to be borrowed from Kamadhenu from Swargaloka. So what is the use of your life and birth in Ayodhya? It is useless. For which you are born. Your Gavya Padartha, that is all the products of milk, are required by the sadhus and the brahmanas and Yajna Purohits in Ayodhya. and they will not have it from you. So we'll have to bring it from Swargaloka, and Kamadhenu has to come from there. You will lose your service. So when you will eat and drink nicely, you will become very healthy. And Lord Ram will see you that even Kamadhenu will be put to shame the way you will look. And Lord Ram will be very happy. And to see him happy, you will be happy. So tell me, वो कहते हैं कि हिंदी में वो लिपट लिपट कर गायों को रोते थे. ही वुड जस्ट एम्ब्रेस देम लाइक एनीथिंग. दे वुड क्राई, ही वुड क्राई, बट देन यू वुड एनकरेज देम. एंड फाइनली सेड व्हाट, यू नो, ही सेड दैट यू शुड बी सो हेल्दी एंड सो मच फिल्ड विद मिल्क दैट विदाउट शोइंग द काफ यू शुड फ्लो रिवर्स ऑफ मिल्क. सो दैट शरई विल बिकम मिल्की, एंड वेयर शरई विल मिल्क मीट द ओशन, दैट विल बिकम मिल्की ओशन. दैट मच मिल्क शुड बी देयर. And that kind of inspiration when he would give, they would eat double the grass and drink double the water of Sarayu. And after that he would come out and meet the horses and the elephants in the same way he would talk to them also. Because they are, nobody would eat, simply keep crying. Then he would meet the housekeeping people. And they are also sitting so morose. So he's saying, you want Lord Ram to come and see there is so much of dirt in Ayodhya? You don't want to see that Ayodhya is so clean, spick and span, that Lord Ram will come and see, yes, my kingdom is normal when I come back. So they would start cleaning immediately. Then he would go to his mother. First he would go to Kausalya. And Kausalya, it is said that when he met Kausalya for the first time, she had not even changed her sari since she had come back from the forest. On that voyage when he took them everybody and they all failed in that apparently. So she had not even changed the sari. What to speak of taking bath? What to speak of eating, drinking water? Nothing. So what he would say? I don't know what is happening in Ayodhya. I am the youngest of all sons of Ayodhya. I am youngest Rajkumar. And not a single mother of me is asking me about my food, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Nobody is cared about me. Nobody is caring about me. Like that he would enter and say. So immediately Kausalya would go. She went and offered some nice, you know, milk sweet meats to Ranganathji, which is the family deity of Ayodhya and Dashrath Maharaj. And she would go to feed Shatrughna. She took Shatrughna in her lap. So he said, mother, first you eat, then I will eat. So in her lap, Shatrughna fed Kausalya, and then Kausalya fed him, he fed Kausalya, and she fed him, and then he was happy that mother took some breakfast, and then he goes to Kaikai, then he goes to Sumitra and do the same thing with them. Further is very surprising. He will go to Mantra also and do the same thing. Because when he entered Kaikai Raj, Kaikai Desh, first time after all this happened, first time the both brothers came. And then they came to know all this, what happened at Kaikai, whatever she did to Mantra. So it is said that Shatrughna, when he first saw Mantra, he actually kicked her. And Bharat said, will Lord Ram like this, what you do? So immediately he apologized to her. So Bharat exhibited Ram consciousness. To do anything and everything, what Ram would do and what Ram would like to do. So immediately Shatrughna realized his mistake. And now what he is telling Mantra, whatever has happened, forget. Forget Mother Mantra, please eat. Because she also was under the spell of illusion only for that much time. After that, everybody came to normal consciousness, Kaikai and everybody. So she was also repentant and also in sorrow and not eating. So he would feed her also. Then he would go to his darbar. And darbar mein he would say, "Arey, singers, what do you sing? Please sing." And jokers, you know, who would crack jokes and would play instruments, who would dance. He said, how can you be sitting like this? If you don't dance, don't crack jokes, don't play instruments, you will forget playing instruments. And that time when Rajabhishek will be there, because you have forgotten, you will have to call somebody from outside Ayodhya. And you will lose your service. Please practice every day. And then he will see Vasishtha Muni. And Vasishtha Muni is crying, not eating, not drinking, emaciated. He said, Gurudev, if you are like this, where all the ministers will look at? Where should I look at? Where would I get my inspiration to continue my life? Maharaj, please don't do that. Please eat. He would make Vasishtha Muni also eat and cheerful. And then he would go to the shopkeepers. After doing some business in the assembly, we'll go to the shopkeepers. Shopkeepers are not interested in opening the shop only. They have no interest in doing any business. So he said, see, if you don't open the shop, there'll be no business and the GDP will come down. And in 14 years, when Lord Ram will come, I want to tell him that I increased the economy by 10 times than what you left with. So in this way, you cannot, Bharat Maharaj wants that, you want to tell him like that, and in this way it will be below, not upgraded. So don't you want to show Lord Ram that even in your absence, we ran the kingdom from business point of view in a perfect way? So please open your shops. So immediately they opened their shops. Actually, Valmiki Raman tells that when Lord Ram came back, Bharat Maharaj reported to him that economy has grown 10 times in this 14 years. This is also a fact. Then he will, housekeeping staff, Vasishtha Muni, singers, everybody is over. Then it will be night time and he'll have to go and report to Bharat what has happened today, everything he will report. And Bharat would like to know everything, how his mother, Kausalya, how his mother, KK, how everybody he will know in detail. And how would he manage here his own sorrow? In all decked up manner, he'll go and enter his Shayan Gruha, close the door. And after that, he will cry for the whole night beating his chest. He will put Kusha grass on the ground and sleep. It is said his bedroom would be filled with tears. They would be like collection of water on in his bedroom. He would cry the whole night. That's how whole day he had to cheerful, make people cheerful, encourage them and counsel them and hold his a cyclone within himself. And night it will burst out and he would cry the whole night. And then he would wake up in the morning, and because of his previous day's encouragement, the Bhupagayan, you know, what is Bhupagayan? The early morning they have to sing to greet the sun, you know, and Mangalmay Rag they have to sing. So because of his yesterday's encouragement, the singers are singing, and it is said that those Mangal Gayan, those songs would be entering in his ears like boiling oil. It would be so painful to him to hear those songs because of his own sorrow. But he would dress up himself nicely and come and congratulate everybody. Very nice, you are playing so nice. Keep playing for all 14 years so that when Lord Ram will come, early morning he will see the same singing and hear the same singing. And he will give them dakshina to everybody and go to meet Bharat. So you can imagine what a difficult task Shatrughna had. What a difficult task, unbelievable task he had. I have told you in short actually because time is short. But nonetheless, you have to understand that what consciousness Shatrughna Maharaj had. That's why it is said that his seva was visheshtam seva, the fourth level, fourth dimension seva. In great difficulty, actually he managed himself, kept himself encouraged, kept dressing himself nicely. And it is not one day story that I am telling you. He would do it every day because he would go and feed them and they would not eat the whole day. The next day again he will encourage them. Like that he did for all 14 years. He had to run the business of the kingdom in Darbar in the same manner. He had to do every single thing in the same manner every single day. And his heart is burning within. The cyclone is like pushed below in front of people. Only one day it was found that one day he became too much uncontrolled because of his emotion. So he was found unconscious on the rock next to the cave of Bharat Maharaj. So everybody was searching him, where Shatrughna had gone. So they were worried, what happened to him? Then they searched and they found him unconscious in ecstasy of separation and pain just next to Bharat Maharaj's cave. That much liberty he took one day. But all the other days he was simply encouraging people to do what they should do. Simply keeping Lord Rama in mind that when he'll come back, how we should present him the kingdom from the economic point of view, from the family point of view, from the cleanliness point of view, from the business point of view. One thing I forgot to tell you. He also used to go to the Yajna Purohitas. And they all have stopped lighting fire. They are sitting like this, only crying and crying and crying. He said, when Lord Ram will come, who will recite mantras of his welcome? Who will do Mangalacharan? Who will do Swasti Vachanam? And when there will be Rajabhishek, there will be such a big, so many fire sacrifices will be there. So who will do all that? If you will not chant any mantras, you will forget all the mantras. And then we'll have to call from Indraloka the Purohits to perform Rajyabhishek ceremony of Lord Ram. So please chant, please practice, please recite every day so that you will be on the readiness to receive Lord Ram and do every function yourself. It is your privilege to perform Lord Ram's Rajyabhishek. And that's how we would encourage the Yajna Purohit also. So why this is relevant? Because we also have to keep on thinking that whatever I know, I should not forget because of corona lockdown. When someday, by the Lord's desire, things will become normalized, I should be able to do everything expertly. I'll tell you, to the extent I went to PV Doshi Hospital to prayers, I had forgotten by this time, because I went after a long time there. I had forgotten that there is Narsingh Aarti we have to sing after that. And I was about to go, sir, Narsingh Aarti. That time, immediately I remember Shatrughna. Within such a short time, that step that we do in PV Doshi, we have forgotten. And maybe we will forget so many things. I was thinking yesterday morning of Dwarkadish Prabhu and Vishakha Mataji, so many days they have not dressed the deities on Thursdays. When they will see the Lord first time, I don't know what experience will be there, you know. But there is a possibility that something we may forget, maybe some mantra or some prayer, because of so long break in between. Which means that everything what we were doing before, we should be at least meditating and practicing to do all those things. So that when time comes, we should not forget to do those things. And Shatrughna Maharaj did that in a perfect manner. He kept the kingdom in such a way, in such a responsible way, that Lord Ram would see not only things as he left with, but he should see things in better conditions than he left Ayodhya with. So that is the highest consciousness he exhibited. So similarly, we all should pray. We may not be we may be seeing 90 patients per day. And now we are seeing maybe 10 patients per day. But you'll have to keep in mind, one day 90 people will come, and you have to space them out and see also. So how that will be, and I should be ready for that. Every single thing, when Guru Maharaj will come after lockdown opens sometime, he should be able to see the hospital running in such a way that the way he saw before, much better than that, he should be able to see by the will of the Lord. But at least we should mentally prepare that I would present myself to him, to Prabhupada, in such a way that they would be much more pleased than what they were before. How our devotees, how our followers have performed in these challenging times, they will be very happy to see how we have fared. May not be externally, economically in the beginning, but how we have fared consciousness-wise, how we have remained committed, how we have remained together in the crisis, how we have remained as a family together, how we have sacrificed during the critical time, how we have given up our comforts of our incomes that we had before. All that would be extremely pleasing to Gurudev when he will come. And Prabhupada is already watching all of us, sitting 24 hours with us. He is watching us and he knows exactly what is our consciousness. And yes, I'm sure he will be very pleased, because compared to all the other hospitals and other situations, what we are hearing in news, our hospital has done, from the point of view of spirituality, from the point of view of family atmosphere, we have done very nice actually. People are so enthusiastically coming. The employees are having small children, older parents at home. Still they are coming and reporting on duty, not in a morose way, in a very happy way, in a cheerful way, because of the spiritual atmosphere that we have. Believe me, they went to the Association of Hospitals meeting and our Prabhus couldn't speak anything, because they would feel so envious if you tell what people are doing here. They were all telling, we are sending the cars and assuring them food and so many things, but still they are not coming to the hospital. And we are also sending car and giving food, but they are coming to the hospital and they are not crying here after coming, like saying why we are here, we will die, our parents will die, our children will die. They are not saying, they are very happily working. So there is something we have by the mercy of Prabhupada, which is special gift for all of us, causeless gift. The atmosphere, the mission, the goal, the direction that we have, the mercy that we have. And all time we can draw from that. It's not that it's limited, you know. There's only two items are remaining. Unlimited stock is there of the mercy and the direction and the inspiration. And we can draw it from any time. That is our privilege. That's why, because we are in this privilege, we should not be having any fear of any kind. We are professionals, we are intelligent, we should do things with full knowledge from the external point of view to alleviate the fear. But within the heart of our heart, being recipient of this mercy, we should be completely fearless. Because if we and I and you and me are not free from fear, then who else do you expect to be free from fear? The material world, who is under the spell of complete Maya, Bhairanga Shakti of the Lord, they are already beaten by the Shakti so much. But we are supposed to be under the shelter of Antaranga Shakti of the Lord, under the shelter of the merciful Radharani, the most compassionate consort of the Lord. So from that point of view, we should feel, even if I feel fearful, I am not supposed to feel fearful. Because my Radharani is with me, my Krishna Shamsundara is with me, my Gauranga Mahaprabhu is with me, always showering us with their merciful glances and their compassionate mercy on of us. But we have to keep thinking about all these things repeatedly, and then we will manage our fear within our heart. So nowadays when I chant in the morning, I'm praying for everybody to have that fearless consciousness, so that we can do what we can do. You may have weapons with you, but if you're morose, you can't even lift one weapon to do needful. To even lift the weapon and fight the war, you need encouragement from within and fearless condition from within. And we all are equipped with so much of qualities and capacity. So we have to pray to the Lord, so that whatever capacity I have to fight the battle in the family of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, I should be able to fight 100%, not 99%. That should be our prayer to the Lord. And I'm sure in all the crisis condition, Lord Sri Krishna and Prabhupada and Gurudev and Vaishnavas are especially kind upon all of us, of which we should have no doubt. We have some special mercy amongst everybody in this earth. So we should feel privileged and come out and serve and do the best exemplary service to the world in this situation. All the miseries are turned into opportunities by devotees. All the miseries. And Krishna consciousness makes you feel blissful in the middle of all crisis. That is the power and potency of Krishna consciousness process. If you adopt that process, you will feeling morose or depressed or fearful, you can feel blissful and remain in service of whatever is supposed to be done by us. So with these few words and with heartfelt prayers for all of us, all of you, and sincere gratitude for all of you who have come and served the mission of Prabhupada in the critical time, my heartfelt gratitude on behalf of our trustees, Gurudev and Prabhupada and the Lord, for all of you. We'll chant one Hare Krishna Mahamantra for the benefit of all of us and all of our recipients, the patients. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shatrughna Maharaj ki, Prabhu Ram Chandra ki. Are there any questions, comments? Reason is that Sant Kabir has said that we do not do our sadhana nicely in sukha, सुख में सिमरण करे न कोय, दुख में सिमरण करे सब सुख में करे न कोय, नहीं व्हाट इज दैट, दुख में सिमरण करे सब सुख में करे न कोय, राइट। सो वी आर सपोज टू एक्चुअली प्रैक्टिस कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस इन अ हेल्पलेस कॉन्शियसनेस व्हेन देयर इज सुख। व्हाट इज रिक्वायर्ड इज दैट इवन इफ एवरीथिंग इज फाइन वी शुड फील दैट डेथ इज ऑन मी, आई एम एनी टाइम आई कैन डाई and I need to be Krishna conscious. So that urgency, Prabhuji always says urgency, that urgency of being Krishna conscious should be there in our sadhana when everything is fine. Then when crisis comes, we can actually act the way we need to act. But when we are not practicing Krishna consciousness during happy times in a very intense manner, then when the crisis comes, our reality comes out. It's only the manifestation of what is within. And if within we have cultivated, suppose I'm not saying that you are cultivating, but if we have been selfish or self-centered or only looking for selfish things, then what comes out in crisis is only that. So Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, His Holiness says that we should be like an orange, you know, that when there is some pressure on the orange, what comes out? Orange juice. When there is more pressure on orange, what comes out? More orange juice. That means pressure is stress. Or the critical condition or the difficulties. So we have to constantly in normal times practice our sadhana as if we are in critical time. It should not be happy-go-lucky sadhana. It will never turn into devotion. It will never come into surrender. But if you are surrendered in good times, then whenever difficulty comes, you remain surrender only and you feel that shelter in because of surrender and you can do exactly the best way things when you are in that consciousness. The reason we are selfish because we are trained to be selfish from the material life and material times and material world is all training you to be selfish. But unless we train ourselves to be not selfish, we will not be automatically selfish. And let us take the advantage of this situation. Maybe we will feel sometimes selfish, but with the association, with the knowledge that we receive through lectures now from the internet and everything, let us cultivate that. I want to now, at least now, cultivate that helpless condition sadhana. I am telling in many of my speeches to all the people that if not now, when else we will do sadhana in helpless condition? 1820, 1920 and 2020, after 100 years this occasion is coming. The worst scenario in the world. If not now, when else we will chant in a helpless? When else we will chant begging for shelter? If you do that, that will go away. I am sure about it. Anything else? Anybody? Shall we end here? Thank you all very much. The hall is full. Every seat is full. It's a very encouraging and a very blissful sight to see all the devotees physically together. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.